Happy is the man that finds wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Wisdom, it is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto wisdom. For length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, all her paths are paths of peace. She's a tree of life to them that hold on to her. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. So get wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. So get wisdom. Oh. Exalt wisdom and she shall promote thee, bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she'll deliver to thee. Receive my instruction and not silver. Receive knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies. Oh, and all the things that can be desired are not to be compared to wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. So get wisdom. For wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. So get wisdom. By wisdom, kings reign and princes decree justice. And by wisdom, princes rule. Nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, oh. Those that seek me early shall find me, for riches and knowledge are with me, durable riches and righteousness. Oh, my fruit is better than gold, better than choice gold, my revenue than choice silver. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. So get wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. So get wisdom. My son, attend unto my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your mouth. Whoa. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Principality, Westminster Principality, Westminster Principality, so get wisdom. Wisdom is the principality, Westminster Principality, Westminster Principality, so get
Father, thank you for the beauty of your word. We're grateful in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. We come to the last short session of this conference, and then I think there are going to be a few questions, and then we move on. But I have been basically sharing from this book, which I want to recommend to everyone who is doing business, trading, buying, selling, working, your profession. You know, let's believe in God. Let's believe God is great. His wisdom is great. Wisdom is the principal thing. Bible tells us that the heavens and the earth were established by God's wisdom. How manifold are thy works, O Lord? In wisdom thou hast made them all. Psalm 104. So God is in his wisdom creating and building and making many things. So we must believe that there is some wisdom which we don't have. And so I believe that being here is basically for the wisdom of God, not the wisdom of business per se, but the wisdom of God, like what his word says. And that word can make a difference in our lives, our businesses, and whatever it is we are doing. So in this book, he that has, all right, will get even more, all right. We must believe that Jesus is saying that the one who has money is more likely to have more money than the one who doesn't have. And why is that? The reason is that the one who does have money has been doing certain things for some time and is likely to be still doing those things next year. Is that true or it's not true? So those whose countries have roads are likely to have even more roads by next year, because they are doing something that makes them have roads. So the secret is to study he that has. Do you see? And find out what he that has does as compared to he that has not. Now all the he that has not, and I prophesy you are joining he that has in Jesus' name. All the he that has not are the same. And all the he that hath are the same. Now, he that hath is walks in creativity. Chapter 5 of this book. It says, God created man in his image, and therefore man is creative. So you are actually creative. You have the creator's talent in you. And that's the difference between man and all the other animals. God has made you in his image. Genesis 1, 26 and 27. It says, let us make man in our image. Okay? And after our likeness. And let them have dominion. So verse 27, so God created man in his image. So you and I are created in the image of God, and God is a creator. God is creative. Rejoiner's book are called, I think, The Touch and the Sword of the Final Quest. He said that when men walk in creativity, they walk close to God because it's the nature of God. So whenever people are creative and walk in creativity, they are close to the Maker, but they may not know Him. They may not know the Creator, but they come close to Him. What do I mean by that? If I'm a doctor and you do medicine, as soon as I interact with you, because you are a medical doctor, I'll have something in common with you. And I sort of become a little close to you because you are a medical doctor, even though I don't even know your name. Or you just introduce, oh, I'm a doctor. So even in the church, I'm closer to medical students and doctors. I mean, I just sort of, oh, wow, oh, which school, and we flow. So creativity, when human beings, I read it in Rejoiner's book, said when human beings walk in creativity, they are walking near God, but many times they don't know Him. Yes, they don't know Him, but they are. Now, God gave man the authority to finish the work of creation. He says, and out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever God called the living creature, that was the name thereof. And man, and Adam called every living creature what he called them. That was the name thereof. So God was now finishing off. For instance, the roads in this school have names. Each place has a name. There's no unnamed street here. I'm sure you know some places where the roads are not named. But there's no unnamed street here. That is part of the work that we are doing here. When we create a road, then we name it and we give it a name and we refer to it as that. Like this place, we call this the Great Hall. So that's the name that we use for this hall. And across there is another hall, which we call the Art of Ministry Hall or Conference Room. Art of Ministry, yes. That's what it's called, right across there. So we gave them names, all right? But so that's it's also a major part of the creation. We have a hall, the next largest hall after this one is called the Congress Hall. It seats about 2,500 people, but it's down the valley at the other side of the campus, this way. We call it the Congress Hall. It has a name. It's not called Annex. Or Annex B, Annex A. Or Block 2. It's not called Block 2. It has a name. So for us, the finishing of the work included naming the things. So when God brought Adam for the last part and said, give names. Whatever you call, I will accept it. He was being brought into the creation and the creativity realm that God intended. Hallelujah. Wonderful. I hope you are with me. Number three, a lack of creativity causes that's not number three. Number three is man has become a creator of evil things. In Romans chapter 1, verse 28, it says, they were filled with unrighteousness. They did not like to retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. And they became filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, and inventors of evil things. inventors of evil things. So human beings have used the creativity streak in them to create evil things. Yes. Instead of using the creative power and grace, man has used this to do bad things. So that is why you see today much of man's money and strength and inventive power has been used for weapons. And today, we were just going to Angola for a crusade. Our crusade directors are in Angola right now, and they told us, you know, the main thing you have to be careful here is landmines that are still in the ground that they've planted, and that. So anybody who walks here, pop, explode off your legs or kill you, and that they have them a lot in the country. Even Princess Diana went there, you know, on that mission. So creativity, man has used this streak, this grace, this DNA to create and invent evil things. All right? I hope you are with me. But you are going to use that grace to do something great. Amen. Now, number four. A lack of creativity causes poverty. Amen. Genesis chapter 36 and verse 7. A lack of creativity causes poverty. It says in Genesis 36, it says, "For their riches were more than that they might dwell together, and the land wherein they were strangers could not bear them because of their cattle." All right? So the land could not bear the people because of their cattle. Now, when you are not creative, right, you are forced into pastoralism, into primitivization, and into basically living off the land that you have when you don't use your creativity. When you don't use your creativity, it's as though your mind is as though a section of you has been turned off. Yes. And all over the world, where people are not creative, they are poor. They are forced to use and depend on diminishing returns activities. Activities which the returns diminish with time. You know, these are words that are created by the art students. You know, because they couldn't do science, they've tried to create words to make a simple thing sound complicated. We call it word salad. Yes, word salad. So, diminishing returns activities like farming, which is reducing as you go along, the farm. The land cannot bear. The land cannot bear. That's what the Bible says. The land could not bear them. The pressure, the land cannot, it's not big enough. Yes. So, as far as Genesis, they were using the land. And the land was not able to. How much more now? So when you see a country and a government which says that it's specializing in agriculture, immediately you know that we are back in Genesis. Hey. And we are going into pastoralism and into primitivization. places, all poor places, all poor countries, all poor people depend on diminishing returns activities. Or, if you close your eyes and they take you in a plane, you open your eyes and you say, which country am I? And they mention, say, you are in Kubrick's country. And you say, what is the main thing they are doing here? So they are doing rubber plantation. Then you say, okay, it must be in Africa then. And it's poor. There will be this, there will be that, there will be this, everything you know. Travel across and you see. Now let me tell you, if you have four children and two of them, you make them tomato farmers, and two, you take to America to study investment banking, and one will do science, IT, whatever, and the two are tomato farmers. Which of the two children are going to prosper? So your activity determines your level of prosperity. So the child you've sentenced to tomato farming is condemned to poverty. It's going to sell tomatoes and pepper. So, yes, and the land at a point, it starts to go down. So those are activities which diminish, and you can't be prosperous. There's no way that a country which exports pepper and exports oranges can compete with a country which is exporting iPads, Samsung phones, television, fridges, cars, tractors, buses. There is no comparison. The activity you are doing is determining that you'll be a poor man or a rich man. And you take, you have five children. The two of you are going to, you plant corn, you plant tomato, you are going to study medicine, you are going to be an engineer, you are going to be IT, whatever. But the two are corn, you are pepper. Which one is going to, you don't need to be a scientist, you don't need big words to know who is going to be rich and who is going to be poor.
Perfectly.
Is it not simple? You can know of the five children, this one, the pepper farmer and the tomato farmer, it's not going to be so easy for them. And the corn farmer, it's not going to be so easy. But this engineer, this doctor, and this one, you can see from the professions, from the activities. You can see from the activity. Now, what is the difference in the activity? The difference is that certain activities lack creativity. Harvesting, look, harvesting oranges is not such a creative job. There's no skill. Once, you see, so in the economists, the art students, the words they use, let me use some of the words that they use. Innovations. When something, you are doing an activity, it lacks innovations. It lacks technological change. It lacks inventions. It is a diminishing return activity. And you will always be poor. Yes, always. So if you go to Cuba, they have two sides of the island harvesting sugarcane and harvesting tobacco. Sugarcane side is the poor side, because all you need is a cutlass. No. The mind is not working. But the tobacco apparently requires specially taking of certain leaves and the sizes and certain things, which requires some skill. Something small to be working. So the tobacco side is rich, and the sugarcane side of the same island is poor. All the poverty activities have been sent to Africa for us to do. Once there is some mind work in it, and there is some intelligence and something creative, it is taken away. Yes. You see, but you see, so what you have to believe is that your life is going to have the addition of creativity into what you are doing. Yes. And what is creativity? Something new. And something which includes some technology, which includes some invention, and perhaps something new that has not been done. If you go and ask, and so if you've been here all along, all you know is to get loans. Like I say, in Ghana, leadership means the man who goes for loans. You are in charge. It means I have to go for a loan to do something. Travel and negotiate for a loan. Now, creative. Think, start thinking. Maybe there is another way which will involve some thinking and some analysis and something new. And when I introduce that, it will raise the prosperity levels. So, almost everything that is poverty-stricken lacks thought and lacks creativity and lacks newness. And so you see that many people's businesses lack something new. When I brought cows here, they said there can be no cows here. There are no cows on these Equapim Mountains. Cow cannot survive because of the rain. I said I will bring cows, and I brought my cows. I brought them from the north. When I brought them, they were like big goats, very short. But as time went by, they became mighty. They became like Swiss cows. Swiss cows are very, very expensive, very juicy. They invest thousands of Swiss francs in each cow every year. Yes. And they started to eat so many things they shouldn't eat. So we decided to eat them. So that's why you don't see cows, but I'm bringing them back. One day I came, they had eaten some flowers. I said, this is the last. And that was the end of the cows. You must ask yourself, what creative way can I go about the same thing that I'm doing? Pray for me, because that is your nature, to be creative. There are always people who are asking, how can I do it better? What new way? What new thing can I apply? It makes you richer. Yes. What's happening? And creativity will always make you better with the same job even. Yeah. Always. You know, this principle, when I saw it, I realized, no, when I introduced that, I become more like God. More like God. So I decided that I would become more like my creator rather than more like something that is not God, like God. We are supposed to be godly. So you must accept new ideas, and especially ask yourself, is there any technology in what I'm doing? I decided to apply that to the church. If you see the church's control room, if you see our control room, you would think that it's a space center. Rockets. You think that rockets are being launched from the place. If you see, you think that rockets are being launched. Yes. It's not a public place, so you can't see it. But if you see, you think that it's Houston, that rockets are being launched from here. Yes. That's why when we say that we have church in 88 countries, it's true. It's not something we are just saying words to just sound whatever. No, it's real. We know how many people are attending church, what is happening, what money is there, what is not there, everything. Yeah. If you care to visit the gallery, you'll see a map of Ghana with the hills, where the rock is, where the lakes are, where the churches are. We don't want new things at all. If you ever sit with them, you can give them the ideas. It's like, this is not how we do it. Well, all we know is to go to Dubai and to China and go and get a loan. This is the only way to move forward. Is it true?
It's true, Bishop. They always come.
They come for what?
For additional funding for the same thing, loans, extra funding to build roads.
You work where?
I work for the World Bank.
World Bank. They come in, that is, the Chinese come.
No, the Ghanaians. They're the ministers for rivers and the lakes.
The clouds. The natives. That's it. Listen, I'll give you something. Put it in your heart. Meditate on it. And then God will give you wisdom to your personal life. It is always look for a technological change, an innovation, okay? Something to add to what you are doing. It's like adding salt to food that is not tasting nice. And somehow that same thing can yield more. One day I was meditating on this reality, the creativity. And then I was thinking, I was saying, Lord, what can I add to what I'm doing? I don't know any technology I can add. Now, technology is something that does not have to be a technological dead end. Do you understand what a technological dead end is? It means that you can't add technology to it. It's not true. Many things you can add technology to, and it improves. Unless it's a technological dead end. So I asked the Lord, what can I do? Then I thought about the Crusades. And I realized that the Crusades, we travel to a country, have a crusade for 3 days, and fly back to Ghana. And we realize that it's because it takes about 1 week to 10 days to set up and to set down. So I thought, if I can get some technology, and I started to say, I can add it to the crusade. Yes, an innovation, a technological change. Something that can bring increasing returns to the same thing that I'm doing. I hope I'm talking to people who are... Yes. Yes. So I started to search to see whether there is something like that. And I found the same huge stage that we use and the same equipment. We actually made somebody invent and create a stage that takes 3 hours to set up the whole thing. No, instead of a week. And to set down 3 hours, 2 hours, 3 hours. When it's late, 4 hours. Because of that, I was able to go to South Africa. You see, it's far if you are going with about 70 people for a crusade. Instead of 70 people going after 3 days, coming back. When I went, because the technological change has come, it makes it possible that when we close the crusade, we say, in the name of Jesus, amen, at 9 o'clock. By 12 midnight, everything is packed. You only see cars. Then it can drive the next morning from this town 250 kilometers on a good road. You can get there in a proper good road. Proper good road. You can get there in 3 hours. And the crusade team can use another 3 hours to set up. So I was in Zimbabwe for 30 days. Every night I preached in a different town. I crisscrossed the whole of, when we got permission, because Zimbabwe is closed. They don't allow those things. But when they gave us, during President Mugabe's time, when they gave us, you can come. I said, we will not waste the opportunity. We went from Harare, Bulawayo, Victoria Falls, Bedbridge, Kadoma, Mazuke, every town we crossed. 2 days, 3 days, every night we were in another town. Victoria Falls, Bulawayo, Harare, Mutare, everything. From here, down, up. So the same money that I would have used, almost the same amount for three, I had an increasing return. I was able to do 29 days of preaching. 10 times more. With the same money. With the same. And you'll be sitting there saying, hey, this man is rich. It's the same money. The same cost. Yes. And you never know. You see the time. You can't believe everything has come down. Everything has gone up. Everything has come down. Everyone. The same thing I did in Zambia. I crossed from Victoria Falls up to the Copper Belt. You don't know how far it is. Very far. Night after night. Night after night. Night after night. So pray. Put it in your heart. Lord, deliver me from being an uncreative, non-creative person without ideas. Let me not reject ideas and new ideas and new ways of doing old things. Show me some technology and new idea I can add to the same thing that I am doing. Pray about it. God will give you grace and wisdom. Because you'll be surprised that with one small idea that adds, how valuable it is. And it is in America, they value these things. One day I was in Seattle with some millionaires. And somebody introduced me, said, this man is one of the millionaires. And he showed me. I said, how did he become a millionaire? And he showed me something. You know, some of those small pictures or icons. I said, he made this one. One of the small icons. Either on a phone or iPad on a computer, small icons. That is how he became a millionaire. That small thing. Like the people who make the smileys and all, each one. They are all millionaires. They respect new ideas. Like even you can say, hello, then you put a smiley. The one who made is getting, every time you use, he's getting something for that idea that he had. I was surprised. I realized that it's a nation that respects, and it's true, the idea is bringing money. Yes. So, I believe that in whatever you are doing, there can be a way. Amen. And there's going to be a way. In the name of Jesus. Tell somebody, creativity is happening in my life. Amen. Wisdom is the principal thing. Amen. Now, the next master key in this book, He That Has, is that he that has will get more because he respects the little things that make a big difference. Amen. Little things make a big difference. Little things. Most people are concerned about the big things. But honestly, in my experience, it is little things that make a big difference. Do you know why this campus looks neat? Because one of the rules is that it's not allowed to leave a box or a block, blocks, or a bag or anything anywhere. It's not allowed. Sachet water is not allowed in this school. Yes, it is not allowed here. Yes. That's all. It's a small thing. But it makes a big difference. All small things are the things that make a huge difference. The difference between the streets of London, or I don't know which country you know well. Which country do you know? Germany? Canada? Okay. And the streets of Ghana is that our streets are lined with kiosks, tables, signboards, containers, second-hand cars, across. If you take only that out, don't even start a ministry of beautification. Only remove just only the tables and the kiosk from where they are not supposed to be, and only have the pavement. Accra will transform 70%. To a modern city. Only one little thing. Yeah. Not ministry of beautification. Ministry of removal of tables what do you call it? Removal of tables, removal of kiosks, removal of signboards, removal of containers, and removal of whatever, yes. And removal of selling on the roads that has been made. If you move only those people, the traffic will go down in the city. Yes. I'm talking about little things. You see, this book, there's a whole chapter on little things. Little foxes. A little faith. Little mustard seed. All the things that make a big difference are little things. But you see, when you tell a fool, and I know nobody here is a fool, God forbid. If you tell a fool a little thing, he despises it. He says, oh, I should. What is it? You can ask them. I say, there must be no blocks that were used to build anywhere, or cutting, or chairs, or anything. A trouble will come just now. That's the difference. That's the difference. But it's not a big thing. It doesn't cost any money. How much does it cost?
We are going for a loan to beautify Accra. We have applied to the Ministry of Western Germany for a loan to for the beautification of Accra. We are going to make a railway from Trasaco Valley to Kolegono, and from Kolegono to whatever. We are making a boat on the Kole Lagoon.
You don't need a boat on Kole Lagoon. You don't need any train. You need only to remove the kiosk and the tables and clear all those things. You see, Kana will change just now. Kumasi, have you seen the kiosk in Kumasi? Tables. It may be called Table Center. Kiosk Center. True or not true? If you have faith as a mustard seed, number two, he says it's like a grain of a mustard seed, a little seed. Take us little foxes, Songs of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. A little living, Galatians 5, verse 9. A little living, living at the Lamb, not a big living. Number five, little books, Revelation chapter 10, verse 10. He says, and I took the little book. I took the little book out of the angel's hand, and I ate it. And after I ate it, the little book, he said, you must prophesy. A little book. Number six, little children. Jesus said, allow the little children to come to me. Number seven, a little member. He says, the tongue is a little member. Number eight, a little wine. He said, drink a little wine for thy stomach's sake. You should see some of the best medications. Very small drug like this. Small. You won't even believe that it is doing something. A little slumber. Yet a little sleep. A little slumber. It makes a lot of difference. A little folly. Dead flies. So a little folly causes him, that is in reputation, for wisdom and honor. So brothers and sisters, little things are very important in going to make a big difference. Take Ghana Airways. The big things are the same. Ghana Airways and KLM. Same planes. Same modern landing, because they will not allow you to land at Heathrow without it. You will crash everybody. Don't think that the Ghana Airways plane is inferior. Same seat, made in the same company. DC-10, VC-10, Boeing, 77, whatever. Same. But the difference is some small things. Time. Take off. Government officials. You see the stewards' emergency jump seats full of passengers. protocol passengers. They are traveling to London on the emergency seat. Jump seat, they call it. Yes. Small, small things. African organizations, we don't sack people. It's a small thing, but it makes a big difference. You have to sack people. If you don't sack, the absence of sacking destroys the country. Nobody can be sacked. One time, the Ghana Airways, it took off. And the man downstairs was supposed to remove something from the wheels. And he didn't remove it. So when the plane went up, the wheels couldn't go in. Yes. And I think because the computer, I don't know, it couldn't reset. It couldn't come back. I think it has to go back and come back before something to land. So he had to continue with the wheels. Continued with the wheels. Continued with the, no, it continued. I think it was going to America. It continued to Abidjan. And then they removed it. I don't know. Something. I don't know the details. And the person who didn't move it, he was not sacked. Yes. Oh, yes. Continuation. Continue. It's small, small things. It's a small, I mean, it's a, remember, we are sorry. It's a family, you know, Charlie. It's a that and that. Your company, but when you go and work for the white man, try and see. You are late. You see Ghanaians who get up at 4:30 a.m. and drive from Oyibi to come to Barclays headquarters. They leave their home at 4:30. They say 8 o'clock. They come and sleep, start reach at the car park at 7, 6:30, and then they sleep in the car. Children will do their quiet time. They do their quiet time in the car. They pray in the car. They eat in the car. They do everything. They park. 8 o'clock start. You have to clock in that you are there. They brush their teeth in the car, everything. Oh, what I'm saying, they are not, you see. You've seen a man shaving in his
eyes. I saw it with my eyes. He was shaving as he was driving. He was shaving.
Makeup. Yes. Rice and stew. Children are doing their homework. They are bathing everything in the car. Because, Charlie, if you come 5 past 8, whatever, that's it. So you see there's a serious something. And you go to our offices and you see 15 people, secretaries, with only one typewriter, reading graphic and times. There's not much to do. Sacking is a small thing, but it makes a difference. Yes, a place where you can't be sacked. That's why sometimes people misbehave in marriage, because they know that there will be no divorce. It makes people misbehave in marriage. Because you know that I will never leave you, so Charlie. Hey! You can't sack me, so I'm manifesting fully. I'm here forever. What about what beer? Wife for life. Small things are, if the office is the same, the glass is the same, the chairs are the same, the computers are the same, but a small thing is different. So your eyes must be going always towards small things. Always be looking for small things. What's the difference? It makes a big difference to prosperity. He that has it, you watch him closely, you see that he does certain small things that make a big difference to what is happening. Yes. He charges tolls. You drive on the road, but you pay tolls. Realistic tolls. Never will you drive on the road. Switzerland, they give you a sticker. You will buy the sticker at the beginning of the year and put it on your car, and the computer will be reading it. Deducting. It's for the year. If you don't pay, you can't drive on their motorway. If you don't want to pay, you drive on the village road, but you can't drive on the motorway. Or you walk like here. Or you park outside. Amen. Little things make a big difference in what is going on. Let's take Church of Pentecost. Do you think Church of Pentecost was the only church which started? They started like, I think, 1940s. There were other Pentecostal churches, great churches. Church of Pentecost, the leader handed over the church. He was alive. When I was at Lagos, he came to preach. Makil. He handed over. And he was around, but he handed over the leadership of the church. Ran the church. He was watching them. He went back, came, go. That's an African leader. He'll be there forever. Or try to be there forever in another way. It's a small difference, but it makes a big difference. It's a church with data, information. Church of Pentecost, they know that they are members. They know the number of church buildings. They know their schools. They know. They have the largest number of church buildings in Ghana, 2,500 and something. Exact information. Church of Pentecost. Such a small church. And you see churches, no data, no information, no statistic, nothing. Then you ask the pastor, because no constitution. We have been, if you've been in Ghana, you see Pentecost head is changing all the time. We always hear, this is a new person. A new person has come. They pray, this is the way it changes. No question. And the leader, you see that he's from some village somewhere, some town. They move around. It's a small thing, but it makes a big difference. Data, information. Constitution. One pastor, he was talking about constitution. He lifted, he said, a church is not ruled by paper. It's ruled by the Holy Ghost. He said, what is a paper? What is a paper? You think this can control a church? The Holy Ghost is controlling the church. That's why people's churches are different. You can't hold a paper and say a church is not controlled by paper. What do you mean? Is controlled by the Holy Ghost. Hey. So, differences in churches, differences in offices, small things, businesses, different little differences. Because somebody is working, a person will work forever, no change. Things are not changing. You are minister of Venus. Since you were appointed a minister of Venus, we have not had any rocket going there. And still you are there. And we can't change you. That's how the difference is. That's why they said they use 75% of the income of the country is used to pay 600,000 people. Meanwhile, we are 25 million. So 75 to 80% of all the revenue of the country is used to pay 600,000 people, which is 600,000 over 25,000. You are art students. Calculate it right now. Sister, you are the ones who do economics. You must calculate for me. 600,000 over 25 million times 100 is equal to what? 2.4%. 2.4%. That means, so 100 minus 2.4. 97.6% of the country, all the human beings who need schools, this, that, everything, 97.6%, which is 97.6, round it up, 98% of the country are depending on 20% of the income. How can it be possible? We have to suck. People have to work. People have to work. It's a small thing, but it's a big thing. it will make the big difference. So go and look at the plenty of people that sometimes you see people are, as if they are proud that they employ a lot of people. Why are you proud that you employ so many people? The man says, oh, I employ 35 people. You'll be working. I pay them all. I employ 42 people. One day I sent the lady who was working on my books. We had a printing press at that time. I sent her to Finland. At that time, we used to print books there. When she got it, she was surprised. See the office. 4 floors. 1, 2, 3, 4. One person's working there. Wow. Yeah, one person. Now I tell you, White man is there. 1, 2, 3, 4. He's there alone. Printing. And you see your small printing press, you have 100 people. I employ 100 people. I pay them. You see, there are little differences, but it makes a big difference in everything. Decisions. Implementation. Why do you think we don't have a printing press? I calculate, I say, it's not worth to have a printing press. I calculate, they couldn't believe, because what I did to get the printing press, the amount of money we spent to even connect the electricity, because the electricity that it needed, the cable was huge from somewhere to somewhere. I said, no, you go. All the people, I said, sorry, you have to go, you have to go, you have to go. It doesn't make sense. I calculated, decision, you are gone. We will be in Ghana for years and years. Sodom and Gomorrah will be spreading. This will be spread. Your workers, you can't pay. You are not making profit. You will never take decisions. So little things, it may look little, but it makes a big difference. Wow. Hallelujah. Are you learning about ministry? Business by learning about ministry. I hope so. Now, he that has respects the little differences. Now, one of the little differences that we should learn from is the difference between monkeys and human beings. Now, number one, say, I am not a monkey. You cannot be a monkey. Number one, apes, monkeys can copy. Just like human beings copy. But children, human children, copy more completely than monkeys. And I can show you a video to prove every single point. If you want to make a difference in your life, learn the difference between monkeys and human beings. And the little difference between monkeys and human beings will make a difference in your business. One of them is that monkeys copy, but the humans copy more completely. Yes. Look, the day that struck me, I was watching monkeys. I don't know how, but they did an experiment. They brought a 2-year-old child and a 2-year-old monkey. And they put them there and they gave them a glass cage with a ball. And the human put the ball here. It goes, and the ball goes down, comes up, then it turns around, goes here, and comes down. And then the monkey is supposed to do it. So they did it with the 2-year-old child. When they did it, the 2-year-old child did exactly what the human being did. He put the ball here, took it here, went here, turned here, went around, and he came down and he came out. When the monkey got it, and you are not a monkey, I say you are not a monkey. When the monkey got it, the monkey, you see, it was supposed to go like this, then it came down, then it goes this way, then turn around, then come out and come out. When the monkey saw that from here, it was coming out here, it just took the ball and just came this way and went out. Shortcut. Yeah. And actually, it started, but then when he went this way, then he just cut it short and came out. And the documentary was explained. He said that the difference, the same age. Now, monkeys are very similar to us. Eh? If you see them playing together, they are like human beings, stroking each other, very friendly, very communicating. The families, male, female, it's really nice. They have sex like human beings as well. The same styles that you have. I believe you are all grown ups here. You are children. Yeah? Hey. Amazing. But the difference was that this one copies, and copies completely. This one copies to a point. So let's say us, we've copied a currency. We have a currency. We have a central bank. You get it? One CD is $1. We've given a name. You call your dollar, we call our CD. But many steps are missing.
That's right.
That's why 5 years ago or 8 years ago, when people were giving offering in church, then they gave $50. It was more than 50 CDs. It was more than $50. Ghana CDs. When President Kufuor brought it. I was so happy as a pastor because, Charlie, when people give offering 50 CDs, it was so much. I said, wow! Today, when you give 50 CDs, it's gone off. You cannot be in the UK and tell me that £10 has deteriorated. It's now worth £2. What do you mean? Okay, we say we have a parliament. We've copied, though. Honorable members. We have a speaker. We have all these things, but not completely. Some steps are missing. Yes. Some steps are missing. Yes. And there are little steps, but it makes a difference when you don't go through the steps. Yes. Many things. You see somebody doing business. He's selling watches. She's selling that. And you're also going to sell watches. You see, one day, a lady came to sell watches near my house. I told my wife, this watch will not survive. This watch will not survive. And in a few weeks, she herself came to move her kiosk. Because you see somebody selling, successfully selling watches at Kaneshi or Nyaho Clinic or Katawood there, so, and you say you are doing some, but you miss some of the steps which you are copying. And before you realize, your watch, I told my wife, I said, this one, it will not survive. Watch it. That was the end of it. Some steps were missing. So, if you are copying, decide to copy completely and watch the steps. Because that is the difference between a monkey and a human being. It's the incomplete copying. Yes. Look, you should have come with me to Korea in 1994. Maybe you should have come in 1994, I think I went there, or 1994, 95. Hey, you would have been amazed. When you get there, you see a car. So, oh, that's an Opel. Well, look, it's not Opel, it's Daewoo. You see a car, so that's a Mercedes-Benz. It's not, it's SsangYong. You see, guys, oh, there's a Toyota, so it's a Hyundai. They have no shame in the absolute copying that they were doing. Like when we say absolute, you will laugh at it, but I tell you, it was shameless. Today, you can't recognize Hyundai and Toyota. I mean, they're all different. You can't, but I tell you, they're copying. Absolute. One day I opened the engine of a Daewoo and I look in it. It was, they have written on Opel. I said, hey, these people, they couldn't make the engine, but they could make the body. So the engine, they just put it in. No shame. Today, Koreans with their car, you see, copying absolutely and totally. When you see something successful, if you want to learn, the way to learn is to copy absolutely. Copying is only wrong in exams, but outside exams, it's a very good thing. Chinese, you laugh at them. They have copied. Look at China today. Used to say they are imitation. Imitation is Chinese, is Chinese. They are far higher. Far higher. So if we are copying America, we want to be like America. Okay, why don't we charge tolls? Yes? Apply it here. If we want to do, why don't we implement some of the things they do fully and not just parts? Let's continue with our monkey study. Monkeys cannot be sat down to teach anything. You can't sit them down. So all monkeys here. I have some monkeys out there. Yeah, I have some monkeys there. You can't sit them. They can't sit still. You can't teach them anything. You can't teach monkeys. They will never sit down to listen. I pray you will never be an old king who can no more be admonished and you can't sit down to learn something. One day I was speaking in a small group and I saw a man taking a pen to write as I was talking. I was surprised. I was not surprised what God did and raised him up. I don't want to mention names. I was just surprised. I was writing notes as I was speaking. I was writing notes as I was talking. I was writing notes. I was writing notes. Monkeys cannot cooperate. Like three of us, let's go and see Bishop and let us discuss with him about something. You can't. Myself, Bishop Saki, Bishop Eddie, we have been together. We've cooperated. They are older than me. Bishop Eddie is older than me. Bishop Saki is older than me. They are not younger than me or even my sons or my children. We have cooperated since we went to university to be able to stay together with people and cooperate with them. Monkeys cannot do that. Monkeys cannot stay and say, look, this is what we've decided to do. When our church is building, we decide we are building this and we all build it. That is it. We are all doing it. This is what we've decided. You can't sit down with people and lead them that this is what we should do. And I wouldn't be surprised if the government, not only this government, all the government is struggling. They came with a plan. No government, they have what they call manifesto. We will do this, we will do this, we will do this. Whether you will get the people to cooperate. The next one. Monkeys cannot control their edges. Like if you put a banana, no matter what, it will take the banana. That's the big difference between monkeys and human beings. They cannot control their edges. You'll never be called a monkey. Amen. Cannot control their edges. That's, we have seen money. Charlie, let's take some. Let's take a percentage. Bring 200,000, otherwise I will not sign this thing. You sit in an office and you by all means must take something. Bring this amount, pay, otherwise I will not sign your check. I will not pay, I will not release the money, I will not sign the contract. Bring 40,000, bring 10. So many people have stories. I had to pay this before this was paid. And you people are Christians. You see them sitting in church. Deputy Minister of Jupiter, and he's in church. And he's demanding this money. If I start to sign the contract, which we need for the contract, that's why everything is impossible. That's why they can't even chase the contractors, because they know that they've made them give so much money, they can't even finish the work that they have started to do. So you must be able to control your urges. I've always wanted a Benz. Control it. I've always wanted to fly in business car. Control it. I've always wanted to be here. Control it. Control your urge for bananas. You don't need any expensive car when you don't even have a house. Please, you don't need any expensive car when you don't even have a house. What are you driving it for? Yes. Control your edges. Monkeys cannot plan anything and implement it. That's why they haven't taken over the world. You know, one of the most interesting films to me is The Planet of the Apes. I find, because it's like we switch roles and they are like thinking, planning and talking. It's just a difference. They don't communicate. Monkeys can't communicate. Yes, they can't communicate. I was telling somebody who was trying to do politics, I said, talk to the people, teach them. You see, all the great politicians, they have some kind of ideology that they impart. They have a thought. It's not just shouting. They have some ideology that they teach. They have camp, they train people. And eventually, they come out. Are you there? All of them. All of them. The communists, even Hitler, he had his book, Mein Kampf. He wrote it. Mein Kampf means, it's a German word, but it means my struggle. Yes. And he wrote all his ideas, what he thinks of Russians, what he thinks of Jews, what he thinks of this, what Germany needs. Everything that he implemented, he believed in it. He taught it. He wrote it. So sit down with people. Like to sit down. My son was telling me when he was working at the bank in England, he said, they come, they sit down and they teach them. They teach them things about the bank. They have lectures and they talk to them. This number one, number two. He said it's like a church conference. They talk to them. And that's when he even found out that they know that they will not pay the loan back. He know the people that they will not pay. They teach them everything. Every great company, you better be sitting down and talking to the people, because they are like blank checks. You need to sit down and be talking. I'm always talking. I can drive from here to Mali. One day I drove from Accra to Mali. We didn't play music even for 5 minutes. Only talking in the car. That's why I need a car with a lot of people can be in the car to talk. Meetings. Sometimes I'm in a convoy. I would exchange. This group should come. Go, come. Talking. I'm always talking. Teaching. Saying this. Giving points. Why? Number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. You can't be a leader of a great business until you start to also teach the people that are under you and teach everybody what you believe in. And if you have something good to teach, I'm sure if you are in this church, you have a lot of things to teach. Hallelujah. Are you still around? Yes. Now, apes cannot respond to comments. They cannot ask questions. And they cannot seek clarifications. It may look like a small thing, but the inability to ask questions is something that is wrong. All right? And finally, a monkey does not understand when you point to something. You see, if you were monkeys, when I point to the screen, you wouldn't know that it means look at the screen. So as you've come into this campus, John 10:37. Beautiful. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. If I don't do the works, exploits, don't believe what I'm saying. Verse 38. But if I do, though you believe me not, believe the works. You see, a monkey cannot see the works that are being done. Even if you point to him, look at this. He doesn't understand what it means. Yes. Have monkeys with you and do this. He don't understand. So the snake is going to come from him. He doesn't understand. He will even go there. Now, it's not everything you will be told in English. Some things will be pointed. You'll be driving and say, look at. And God will be pointing out things to you. Or somebody may even point and look at something. Monkeys cannot understand when you point. So it's not everything that you'll be sat down and given 1, 2, 3, 4. But some things will be pointed. Look at the wall. Look at the pillar. See. Look. Look at the name. Look at this. I'm a point. And right now, you know what I'm doing? I'm pointing to my book. Because obviously, I'm just scanning through. I'm just skipping headlines. And I'm pointing you to the book. But monkeys don't understand when you point them. You'll never be called a monkey till you die in Jesus' name. Yes. You are understanding what is being pointed out to you. Try to believe God. Now, the final thing that I believe is very important is that he that has, all right, is a sower of seeds. Yeah, sower of seeds. Amen? He sows seeds. So, I've shown you, he that has is creative. He that has sees the little things that make a big difference. And he that has is a sower of seeds. Amen. Now, what is a seed? What is a seed? Sowing seeds has been the way, eternal way of making money and prospering. God said, let the earth bring forth grass. Amen? The herb yielding seed. Genesis 1:11. All right? So God has eternally provided something called a seed. Genesis 8:22. It says, while the earth remaineth, as long as this earth is still in place, seed time and harvest time, Genesis 8:28, will not cease. Amen. What are seeds? Seeds are also good things that you do. Galatians chapter 6, verse 6. Let him that is taught in the word, communicate to him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, he shall reap it. All right? So when you do good things, you are sowing a seed. So one of the main reasons, and it will always be a foundation for prosperity, for finance, for business, for work, is sowing of seeds. Doing good things, sowing seeds in your farm, sowing seeds that God gives to you. The word of God is a seed. As when you sow the word of God in your life, you can only expect to prosper. If you invest in these seeds, these books, if you take a book like this, What It Means to Be as Wise as a Serpent, and I think we are qualified to have this book here because we have had a lot of serpents here. You can never know the wisdom of a serpent. The snakes we've seen in this area should only be in a zoo. But they are free. No lion is found here. But snakes, very dangerous ones, are found on these mountains. It's the most successful predator. It's the most successful wild animal. He's living amongst us. And he's flowing, having children, building houses, moving around, having parties, discussions. What does it mean to be as wise as a serpent? In the midst of hostility, he's surviving. Now, look at the hostile environment where we have leaders who only think that they are supposed to go and collect loans and collect bribes and take percentages for the party. Eh? That's why you should be careful. If God has not called you to politics, don't go and join yourself to these things. You think that it's just what you see on the surface. People are agents collecting huge amounts for the party. And you think he's going to the party. Sometimes he's not going to no party. Yes? So it's a hostile environment. Pay this, otherwise we won't give you this contract. And it's like almost like only jobs that are connected to the government. If I was a businessman, I would try that. My business must never have anything to do with the government. If I was a businessman, I'm not a businessman, but if I was a businessman, I'll say that, may God help me that there is nothing that I'll ever have to do with the government. They should rather come to me. And when this same government, when they are working with white people, they make the white people will make the government pay before they do it. But when it's your turn, you have to bring money, come and pre-finance some before you realize you are in debt, gone for a loan, all kinds of things. And they will not pay. So many people's lives have been destroyed by working for the government. Yes. If I was a businessman, I'm not saying that you to do that, but I'm telling you that if I was doing business, I'll try to do something that whatever government is there or not, I have nothing to do with them. They should do what they are doing because it's a hostile, wicked environment. That's what it means to be as wise as a serpent. How to hide and flourish. How to flourish even though they are enemies. Somebody that when you are seen, if you are seen, you are spotted, you will die. How many people walking around, if you are seen, you will die? You've been walking around freely, but a snake, if a snake is seen here now, is dead. There will be an arrival of haters with sticks and stones and will try and chase it and kill it. To be spotted means to die. Is this not a hostile environment? I'm asking you. So some of us are here complaining. We are in a hostile environment. How can we flourish and prosper in such a country? And I'm pointing you to the book. I'm pointing. And so you can see. And that's why I said that if I was doing business, which I'm not, I would try my best to not have to depend on anything from the government, lest you get contaminated. Because you see that even though there is a government and they are governing, it's mixed with so many things that the governing part can easily be just 20%. And 80% can be survival of our presence here. But the actual governing is a very small percentage. Actual leadership, actual, and even the leadership that is being offered is understood to be go and collect a loan to do what? You've been asked to go to Venus, so get a loan to get a rocket. That's the only understanding of the leadership. You think what I'm saying is not true? Watch and see. So I'm talking about, and I'm ending with this, sowing seeds. The word of God is a seed that can be sown. He says, the sower soweth the word. Number seven, money is a seed that you can sow. Always, prosperity also comes along with the generosity of giving. Giving. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, it says, I say, he that soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. Tithe is a seed to the poor, a seed of money, a seed towards evangelism, giving and receiving, sowing seed to your spiritual teacher. Galatians chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, he shall reap it. A seed called help. When you help somebody, it's a special seed. Yes. It's a special seed. God will help you when you help others. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 8. Let's look at it. Ephesians 6, 8. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. When you do any good thing, look at it. Ephesians 6, 8. Whatsoever good thing a man does, everybody say good thing. When you do a good thing, you receive a reward not from the man you did the good thing to. Don't think of the man you are doing good to. It is God you are going to receive your reward from. So don't think of the man. Otherwise, you don't do good to the people you must do good to. Because you look at the poor man and say, this man, he can never pay me back. I don't have to do much here. I have to hold my horses. Let me find somebody who, when I do something good, he will remember me. And he will come into a place of power and he will remember me. Hey. Are you there? Sowing seeds of help. Rahab the harlot. She helped the spies who were sent. And she reaped. Yes, she reaped. She was saved because of the good thing that she did. Yes. So whatever good thing God leads you to do is a seed and it's a blessing. So here we are on our beautiful campus complaining. We don't have plantain. Why don't we have plantain? Because we haven't sown a seed. Amen. Onesiphorus. Amen. The Bible says, the Lord gave mercy to the house of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. Amen. And the last one is Luke 22, verse 28. Jesus said to them, you are they who have continued with me in my temptations. And I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed unto me, that you may eat and drink at my table and in my kingdom, and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Why will you sit on thrones? Because you helped me in my earthly life. On earth, you were with me, you stood with me, you were just around me. You'll be rewarded greatly for that. So when you help somebody, Ephesians 6:8, anytime you do a good thing to somebody, remember that it's a seed you have. It's called a seed of help. God always touches me for people's children. This whole week, I've been here since Monday, preaching to children, people's children. Thank you. People's children. people's children. Yes? Day and night, day and night, day and night. It's a seed. You watch and see when your child grows. You see, if only somebody would talk to your boy or somebody would talk to your little girl to turn her into something good and spiritual, you will be so happy. Yeah. These are all seeds. So seed sowing is a master key and a provision from God for prosperity. Now, you cannot have what you've not sown. Yes. You have not made that investment into certain things. Don't expect to have it. Why don't we have any good football team? We haven't made that. To me, I would take the country's money and say, go and let's sponsor 20 boys to go. Just let them go. And they don't owe anything to the country. Because they are Ghanaians. By all means, they will come back. I mean, there will be some connection. It will benefit the nation somehow. Yes. It is a seed. So you don't have, because you didn't sow. Yeah. If you sow a seed of kindness, a seed of love, a seed of help, expect to receive a harvest of help and a harvest of grace and blessings from the Lord. It's an eternal principle. Yes. And when you sow that seed, great things begin to change and happen. But you see, people don't respect the principle of seed sowing. Many years ago, you know, when I flew to Amsterdam one day, I was looking out of the plane. And then I began to notice, when you fly over Holland, when you fly over, let's say Holland, because I used to see it early in the morning when we are landing, I always look out of the window. I just noticed the squares. The ground is divided into squares and rectangles. If you are flying over Ghana, there are no squares, there are no rectangles of no NATO. There is nothing square of anything anywhere. It's just bush. If you drive from Accra to Winneba, it's bush on the left, bush on the right. Kumasi the same. No seed sowing. No seed sowing. How can you expect the nation to prosper? So take your business. You see, people want to have things quickly. That is why they go for loans. They feel that tomorrow I'll have a house. Tomorrow I have this. So there's nothing like tomorrow. The prodigal son, instead of staying at home and going to the farm, he said, I want a loan now from my father. And he took everything. And suddenly he was on top. That's how people feel. We are going to get a loan and then we will suddenly have arrived. You have arrived nowhere. And because you get that huge money at a time you don't really work for it and you don't really understand it, you don't use it for what it is supposed to be used for, which is one of the reasons why a lot of the loans are not working. Because you see them using to buy cars, buy this, buy that, buy all sorts of things, travel here, travel there, and the thing itself is not done. So the boy, he was given that money that his father gave to get a land and house and establish his life. But the Bible says he took his journey to a far country and wasted the substance on riotous living instead of investing it. And then there arose a mighty famine. All these companies which have loans, banks, companies, Ashanti Goldfield was also like that. They are doing well. Then they go and get a loan. But you see, the loan will be okay until there arose a mighty famine. When there arises a mighty famine, that is when you begin to see fake prosperity and genuine prosperity. Yes? Famine. Read it. Look, put the scripture there. It says, and when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine and he began to be in want. Now, instead of coming reverse out of debt, he went to refinance the loan. Refinancing. Is that the word you people Is that the, how do you call it? Restructuring? Restructuring, refinancing. Debt restructuring. Word salad. Everybody say word salad. Yeah, see, they join words together to make it sound amortization, leverage. Huh?
Reprofiling the debt.
Reprofiling the debt. It's not solving the problem. It's a word salad. Eh? It's another debt. Securitizations of future earnings. Hedging. Re-engineering of the debt. It's all rubbish. In my opinion, I call it rubbish. He went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and it rather went worse. He was sent to his field to feed swine. Because the solution was reverse. The opposite of back is forward. Now, you wouldn't know when you say he went to feed swine, because many of us here eat pork, so you don't understand it. But I also never understood it till I went to Israel. My first trip, I was in a hotel and they brought the menu. And I said, I looked through all the things. I said, do you not have any pork? The waiter said, pork? What? Here in Israel, there's no pork here. So for Jesus to say that the man went to feed, so not that he went to eat pork, he went to feed them. Lower, lower. Lower. Charlie, it was getting too bad. And when things were at the lowest level, one day he was hungry, then he took some of the food. The Bible says he would fain have filled his belly with the husks which the swine did eat. And no man, including the pigs, were giving him that food. So the day that he fought with the pig, he said, no. No. Lower this one, dear Charlie. Reverse must start to work. Decisions must be taken. So, he said, how many? When he came to what? Himself. That's when he realized that zero is bigger than minus 1.2 million. Zero is bigger. You see, when he said he came to himself, it's almost like as if he became normal. It's almost as if he came to himself. Another version says he came to his senses. Then his reason, he said, saying the verse, when he finally came to his senses, he said, minus 1 million, minus 29,000. And zero. Which one is bigger? Is it not number line? Do not learn it in school. Number line. Yes. So all these words, hedging, amortization, resecuritization, reprofiling, leverage, engineering, this, all these words. When you come to your senses, you realize that no. Not owing anybody is far greater than owing so many people and making calculations and impressing people with a house which is not really yours and a car which you are so hot to pay every month. Jeremiah 15:10. I have not borrowed money from anybody. I have not lent any money. I don't know why people are cursing me. Back to Luke 15, please. So he decided to go back to his father. And we must all come back to our senses about money. We must roll up our sleeves and know that if you don't sow a seed, you are not expecting to. A loan is not a harvest from a seed. It is seed sowing that gives harvest. But not receiving loans which you are supposed to pay 3 times more the amount. And it's going to link you with your leg and your arm for the rest of your life for 29 years. And it's taking your house and anything that is yours. Engaged till death. Mortgage means mortgage. Mort is like mortuary. Death. Gage is pledge. No, it means death pledge. Mortgage is death pledge. Mortuary. Mort. gauge. Yes, that's the meaning. It's for life. Mortgage. In French, they say, il est mort. Il est mort. Is he dead? Mort. Mort. M-O-R-T. Il est mort. Mortgage. And they know you will not pay. Then he said, how many have a servant? I'm going back. He said, I know that to be with my father as a servant is better, which is zero is better than minus 1.2 million. I'll be writing letters. I live in Spain. I'm having whatever. I'm doing an agricultural course now on a farm in Norway. You are not doing an agricultural course. You are feeding swine out of difficulty. You are not doing any agricultural course. Let's be serious. I said, let's be serious about things. Come to your senses and tell yourself where you are. And he said, I will arise and go to my father and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I took money. I shouldn't have been using this money. It was too early in my career and my life to have such big money to use it and to be pretending that I have prospered or have even reaped, because you haven't reaped anything. Money, you must get it slowly and you build up. I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. So he arose and he came to his father. And his father came and had compassion on him. Wow. Verse 21. And the son said, I've sinned against heaven. I'm not worthy to be called your son. But the father said to him, bring forth the best robe. Put it on him. Put a ring. Put a shoe. 23. Bring calf, kill it, eat, party. 24, for my son was dead and is alive. You see, when you are using money that you shouldn't use, you are dead. You are dead and you don't know you are dead. The famine is going to expose that you are actually finished. It's true. The famine, when the financial crisis, watch when the next one comes. Watch it. It's coming. It will come again. Because it's coming. It's a wave. It's their waves. Watch when it comes again. Watch when there are changes. My son was dead. You are finished. My son was lost. You are actually lost. So they began to be buried. Now, the senior brother came. Watch. His elder son was in the field. And as he came, he heard music and dancing. You see, music and dancing characteristic of poor people. You watch and see. I'll show you something. And he called one of the servants and he asked her, what is the meaning of this? What is the meaning of this party? I'm hearing a party. Verse 27. And he said, thy brother is come. And thy father has killed the fatted calf because he has received him safe and sound. And he was angry. His father, he said, I'll not go in. Then he said, many years I've served you. I've not done anything wrong. You've never gave me one goat. Make goat soup. Verse 30. But as soon as this thy son, which has devoured thy living with harlots, he's now giving the details. Thou hast killed for him thy fatted calf. Verse 31. And this is the key I want you to see. He said, son, watch this verse. Thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine, which is, you are a rich man. You are a rich man. This is a poor man. So, your brother is a poor man. Look, for a poor man there, we need some things, dancing, music, we need shoes, we need a ring, put that scripture there, we need a ring, we need robes, we need parties, shoes, rings, music, dancing. You are a rich man. You are a rich man. Show, show, show. You are a rich man. This man is a poor man. This man is a poor man. You are a rich boy. Everything I have is for you. So even I'm using one of your fatted calves for them. Kaba shaka bayanda la baba. characteristics of poor people is to display the symbols of wealth, but not real wealth. The symbols of wealth. There's a difference between having the symbols of wealth and having wealth. The symbols of wealth are rings, gold, shoes, robes, clothes, parties, music, dancing. That's the symbol of wealth. But real wealth was this boy who has no parties. And his father told him, all I have is for you. You know, it's one of your cows I use. You are going to be a carrier of real wealth from today in the name of Jesus. So sit down, please, as I close. You know, sowing seeds, very important. Not just reaping things which you don't reap really. You're just using things up. And you see, Ghana, we need to sow seeds. Your business, you need to sow seeds. Invest in books, reading. You are sowing a seed in yourself. The word of God is a seed. If you will not listen to messages, you will not listen to podcasts, you will not receive messages, receive the word. You are not sowing a seed in yourself, in your own life. If you are not investing in your business, look at me, I'm meeting with my children. Children. I'm sowing seeds in the children. Don't be jealous of me when I have such great people around you. You'll be asking me, where do you get these people from? I don't know how you have such people. I'm sowing the seed in the people for years. That's how you get the people. So if you sow the seed in the people that are working with you, in yourself, in your business. So instead of just trying to reap something from it, sowing seeds, investing in it, coming out of this dependence on government things, sowing the hard seed. There's, when you sow seed, you always don't have anything. Yeah. Do you know what it costs to build all these things? You never drive on red sand on this campus. No. You never park on red sand. Anywhere. Nowhere. Red sand. Never. You walk on the pavement, you see, you have water. Do you think government brought the water here? No. See, I've beheld you. The water is in the ground. You think the light came? There was nothing here. This is a forest, deep forest. When you sow the seed, then later on, you even reap. You cry, when you are even reaping, you reap small. You see, when you see a rich person, you see that he doesn't even know how to blow money like this boy. Really rich, but when you see them eating, you see they eat some type of fish with some small things. And I used to watch my father-in-law eating. I said, the man doesn't use money, even eating. He's a millionaire. And he's healthier. Far. They don't know. They don't even know how to, because you suffer to get money. You suffer to grow. You sow seeds for years and then you start to reap one day. You just get up suddenly. You have the biggest, whatever, most expensive this and that, driving first class, business class, this you have. You see that you are a prodigal son who is just blowing money that you didn't earn. Loans you didn't understand how you came, but you are blowing it. And everybody is clapping for you. Hey, harlots are following you and say, hey, show. Meanwhile, when the famine comes, all of them scattered. We never saw even one of the harlots around the boy when his money got finished, because they couldn't pay. He couldn't pay them anymore. Sowing seeds in the ministry. Sowing seeds. God spoke to me, told me, sow a seed in Kenneth Hagin's life. Not meeting a need. The ground doesn't need a seed. The ground doesn't need a seed. Yes. The ground doesn't. God told me, sow a seed. It doesn't need. You need a, sow a seed. I sow the seed. Yes. Recently, Bishop Oyedepo came to Ghana And I just saw a little banner in front of his church. I was driving by, so he's coming. I said, oh, I'll be there. Because this is a great person. I'm blessed by him. The only thing I could think of was seed. Yes. When I had my moment with him, I knelt down and I said, this, to honor you. You are a great person to me. Oh, yes. And he prayed for me and blessed me. And I met. Oh, yes. Sowing seeds. Proper seeds. People don't understand the meaning of sowing seeds. Yeah. You never amount to much when you don't know how to sow seeds. You don't have any harvest. All kinds of seeds. You wonder why nobody help you or nobody help your child. One day I was sitting, I said, God help me. I've helped so many people. Help me too. It's a prayer that must be answered because it's true. Help people. Help. So rise up in the basic principle of prosperity. The principle of sowing seeds. 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 In yourself. In your business. In your people. In the church, in evangelism, in God's servants, a sower of seed, there is no prosperity until you learn the principle of sowing seeds. Recently, I was telling somebody, one of my people that I was working, I said, well, I want to sow a seed in this church. And he was saying, no, but we need, I said, no, it's good to sow a seed. Let me sow a seed in this church. We need what we are going to give to them. But let me do it because it's very good. I like it. It's an opportunity. Let the principles of the word soak into your heart and flow in it. You are the next shining star that is going to be released. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everyone standing, let's pray. Father, thank you for the blessing of today and all that you have shown us and shared with us. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you for your great and mighty blessing that is with us. We are grateful. I pray for every hand that is lifted up. Touch everyone. Bless everyone here mightily in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for your great blessing that you release. Everyone, fill everyone with the spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel. Thanks for your blessing on every business and every work. You said you bless the work of our hands. Bless us mightily. We thank you, dear Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, Amen.